Questions 16 to 20. At breakfast, plans for the day. Timothy is hosting his cousin Angela in New York City, where he is studying. They are discussing her impressions of the city and what she plans to do that day while Timothy is in class.
So, what have you planned for your second day in New York?
What time are your classes? In the afternoon? I thought maybe we could get a coffee and go for a stroll in Central Park.
Oh, I'm afraid it's impossible today. Sorry. My classes do start at 3 this afternoon, but I've got to eat some breakfast quickly and head to the library because I have a presentation tomorrow morning and I need to do some more research and then prepare for it. I can go tomorrow afternoon, though.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what I'll do today, then. To be honest, I found the city a bit overwhelming yesterday. It's so big and there are people everywhere, and I was really worried about getting lost.
Why don't you go to the Museum of Modern Art today? It's just 2 stops away on the subway. And it'll be peaceful once you're inside. You can brave the crowds again tomorrow.
That's not a bad idea. I'd like to see it. Will there be a long line, though?
Yeah, there could be. But probably not if you get there before 10 or so. I'd take a book or something just in case. That way, even if you have to wait for an hour, at least you'll have some way to entertain yourself.
If there's a long line, I don't think I'll stay. I hate waiting in lines.
In that case, you may never get to see it, you know. Sometimes you have to wait in line, and that museum is definitely worth it. I've been 3 times, just in the last 6 months. I think I waited maybe about an hour and a half one time, and less than half an hour the other 2 times.
Okay, well, I'll just have to go and see what it looks like.